3 o'clock on the nose, Madam Clerk.
Whitehorn.
Madam Clerk.
Madam Clerk is here. We're on.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Were you able to receive the email?
I have it. I will forward it to the body. I would like to take roll call just to make sure everybody's here. Okay, I've sent it to the body and you are on.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Let me. Madam Chair, or Madam Clerk, I did have one, had a button that was incorrect. I'm gonna have to resubmit that.
Okay.
I'm off by a few thousand dollars. Please give me just a moment to resubmit the amendment.
Would you like me to go ahead and take roll call?
Yes, ma'am.
Congressman Big Horse?
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Here.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Request, right quick, Chairman.
Congressman Walker?
Sorry, guys, I'm having some trouble with my Wi-Fi. Can somebody email me? ONCR 2012.
I can do that right now, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, Madam Clerk, I just sent you rework of the amendment. Those should be the correct numbers. Could you please forward that to the committee for discussion?
It just left my desktop.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Chair would like to entertain movement according to the correct amendment email that was sent at 3:05.
So moved.
Congressman Big Horse's amendment regarding the correct amendment email sent at 3:05. For the purposes of the amendment, I will read it and work through it on behalf of Congressman Big Horse, unless you object, Congressman Big Horse.
No, sir.
I second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. Page 1, line 45. Page 1, line 45 is going to be the tribal amount. This number should be the $37,847,531. This is the total amount of revenue from tax commission, program and other income, the gaming commission, less the $4 million that is restricted that will remain carried on line 49 of page 2. So this number would have the 8.5% reduction to the tax commission, the 15% reduction to program or other income, and a 35% reduction to a gaming distribution, getting us to a total of $37 million for total tribal income. Page 2, line 60, is the amount available for appropriation. This is the number applied with the 98% rule. The 98% rule is a function of Osage law that would hold out $756,000, leaving the total available for appropriation at the $37,090,000, $90,580 available for appropriation. The third function of the amendment are the next three line strikes, change the budgetary outlays. For the executive branch, you'd be dropping from $26,292,000 on line 68 to $18,215,996. The legislative branch would be stricken from $2,194,934. You'd insert $1,520,669. In line 72, the judicial branch would reduced from $475,658 to $329,540. And then the final function of the amendment would be to adjust lines 74 and 76 accordingly. Line 74 is the total appropriation, so it would be the three previous numbers added together. And then line 76 would be the difference between the available amount available for appropriation less line 40 or 74. Is there any discussion on the amendment to ONCR 2012?
I'm trying to go back and forth on the email with the amendment and looking at the bill. Obviously, the thing that, can I be sorry, I didn't ask to recognize the chairman.
Go ahead, Congressman Walker, sorry.
So, obviously, what jumps out to me is the reduction on line 68, the executive branch, that's from $26 million to $18 million and change?
Yes, sir.
Right, so I don't want to be a fearmonger, but in the paragraph below that, it talks about the amount remaining for direct services. And once again, I'm going back from email to, right, the rest may be utilized by the Congress for appropriation for direct assistance, revolving funds, miscellaneous appropriations, so on and so forth. There's a laundry list of things that can be used there. It's just hard for me to, I'll just say it's not palatable for me right now to make an $8 million reduction to the executive branch when there's hundreds of families that are going to be affected by that, when we really haven't taken the time, in my opinion, at least right now, I'm not in any way trying to be rude or I'm not, this isn't directed at anyone. So if I offend you, I apologize. I'm going to start over a little bit. I can't. It's just not palatable for me to reduce the executive branch appropriation by $8 million when we really haven't looked at all of the other remaining available for appropriation. What does that $27 million figure, what's the reduction in this amendment to that? Could you tell me that?
So two things, Congressman Walker. One, I didn't figure that total because it's a function of the other numbers. I can do that math real quick. I just didn't. So it's a function of the others. It will also see a large reduction. But I also wanted to point out that in that paragraph below, NE1, it does state that that about amount of available funding, remaining funds available for appropriation. If you continue on, it does say that it could be used for special requests by the branches for additional operation and to satisfy the requirements of the association. So to put you at ease with that, Congressman Walker, just because it's held out of a budgetary outlay doesn't mean that that money can't be appropriated to the executive branch for operations.
Right. I get that. I understand that. But that's not how they formed their budgets in the past. And somebody correct me if I'm wrong. They used that top number that is dedicated to the executive branch. I realize they could, but it falls into a whole paragraph with 10 or 12 other possibilities. With all of this goes back to my comment earlier. This is going to be the difficult decision that we and the next Congress has to make, is how our distributions are going to be established. Could result in reduced benefits for a while. I just am very hesitant to reduce that number, the executive branch, by $8 million. I think we've got employees at home right now that are wondering about their job security, possible furloughs or whatever may be considered, depending on how long this goes. I'm afraid that's going to send a shockwave across that we're trying to serve. That's all.
Mr. Chair,
it seemed like we would be more appropriate to reduce line 76E by a significant amount and not affect the executive branch outlay as much. My thought.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And thank you, Congressman Walker. The reason I made this motion was because we were stuck. And I appreciate the comments, and I wholeheartedly agree. There are money in other places that probably could be drawn from and reduce that $8 million reduction to a smaller figure. And I'm certainly open to anything. If this is mandated to be out this session, then, you know, we have got to get some sort of figure out there. So that's all. I'm just trying to find a compromise in the middle. And I certainly do not want to hurt executive branch or any of the branches. They're not even suffering, but I don't want one branch to suffer more than another. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Bickhorst, and to echo some of those concerns. The same is true of the legislative and judicial branches of government. We're dropping from a $2.1 million budget to a $1.5 million budget. By the time you factor out basic expenses, you're looking at operating the legislative branch of government on $780,000. It's going to be tight. It's going to hurt. And there's nothing that would prevent the remaining available appropriation amount from being utilized for operations expense. It would be open to language in E1 that makes that more clear, Congressman Walker. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I don't know where else to go with this. Any further discussion on the amendment? Seeing no further discussion on the amendment, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yeah. Yes.
All those opposed, please signify by saying no.
Sorry, guys. I'm going to have to vote no at this time.
Chair will ask for a roll call vote.
Congresswoman Edwards.
No.
Congresswoman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
No.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Motion
failed.
I'm changing my vote to yes.
Congressman Edwards, the vote has been declared. Motion is failed.
Well,
the chair will entertain movement on ONCR 2012.
It passed, right? If she thinks her vote.
It was 3-3 and the vote was declared.
Okay, I reassert the same motion.
The motion to reconsider previous vote. The motion is in order because it was made by a member of the prevailing side. Congressman Edwards, your motion has been presented. There is a second. Any further discussion?
The reason I voted no is because I don't believe that the percentages are high enough, but I think we do have to get something out the door, so I'm going to change my vote.
Any further discussion? Chair will ask for a roll call vote.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes. The amendment passes. Chair will entertain discussion on ONCR 2012 as amended.
Move to report ONCA 2012 to the Congress with no recommendation, with a due pass recommendation as amended.
The ONCR 2012. There is a motion to report ONCR 2012 with a due pass recommendation as amended.
Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
There's a motion by Congresswoman Edwards, second by Congresswoman Whitehorn. Any discussion of the motion?
Chair, this is Stabler.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Well, I didn't want to vote for any of this, but I don't really know what else to do. Can't lend any more discussion to it. I just have a question. We keep referring to the fact that this has got to come out during session. And when I went back and read the bill, I couldn't find where there was a time specific that this had to be presented. So where is it in the bill that this just has to be completed? I see where there's a date where revenues have to be reported, and there's a date when budgets have to be returned. So what is the absolute date for this?
The purpose of this bill is to revise the budgetary outlays to fulfill or allow the branches of government to create budgets to submit on July 15th. This has to be out the door before July 15th, in time for the branches of government to be able to submit or work to prepare a budget.
Congressman Fott.
Congressman Whitehorn.
I agree with the comments Congresswoman Stabler made, but just there's no functioning language within that that has a requirement that comes out hunk of session. But we do know and have been told that the executive branch starts their budgeting process. I've heard as early as March, and now since the Budget Control Act is in effect, I believe even though that it's not a function of the bill, that there's a deadline, it has to be out the hunk of session, that if we don't put it out, then that might create extra work for them to have to rework and come back to whatever those budgetary outlays are. So I think it's important for it to come out during the hunk of session, but I agree with you, there's no language in the bill that says that it has to, in the code that says it has to.
No. Any further discussion on the motion to report?
This is Randy Fott.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Chairman Fott. Could you repeat your last statement? Because it cut in and out for me for a few moments, and I believe someone, Congresswoman Stabler, asked about it being mandated. And that, could you just repeat that last little conversation that happened there, because I missed it. I do apologize.
Congresswoman Whitehorn, was that you that made the last comment, or Congresswoman Lemon, was it specific to somebody that was cutting in and out?
Well, I was probably on it. Yes, Mr. Chair, thank you. It was probably, it's on my end, I believe. It's tailing over here right now, golf ball side tail. So it probably, I mean, I don't know what's going on. Anyway, Paula made a comment, Congresswoman Stabler made a comment about a date not necessarily being mandated. And I thought I had heard you speak before, Mr. Chair, that it's mandated. So I was trying to understand the clarification point that was there as far as a date for this to be completed, out the door, whatever you want to call it, when you're using the word mandated. And then Congresswoman Whitehorn, I heard her say that no, it's not. And so I've lost communication in between there.
Chairman Fott, Whitehorn. I don't know if I could repeat what I said verbatim, but my thought that I realize that this isn't a function of the code or the budgetary, but it has to be out the hunk of session. It's not in there. I agree with Congresswoman Stabler. But my thoughts are, is the executive branch starts their budgeting process. I have been told as early as March. I don't know if they've already started on it yet this year, but since our Budget Control Act has the budgetary outlays, if we don't get it out this hunk of session, then they don't have that target to shoot for. So I do feel it's important to get out during the hunk of session, although it's not mandated in law that it's passed out this session. It just, seems logical to me to get it out. That was my comment.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
And I do have another comment, Chairman Potts, just briefly.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
The type of body we are, the legislature, the Congress, we're mandated to do all of our work in the public eye, and that's what we're doing, and this is very hard. I realize that the Treasury gets to work on their figures in their offices and do their modeling, but this body doesn't have, we don't do that. That's not our function. Our Gaming Enterprise Board is the same. They're modeling, they're working their business. But as a Congress, we have to get this, we have to get our legislation passed and out through the door. We have to talk about it in public. And as hard as it is, because I think this is a very hard thing to do, but we're having to take the best information we have, and I'm not blaming people for not submitting documents because I know it's a moving target. But we have to get this out, and it doesn't look pretty. And I'm not happy to have to do it, but that's what I do. That's what I'm here to do, and that's just from my heart. It's not meant to level at anybody at all. So thank you for letting me say that. But I'm going to support this. I'm a yes vote. Thank you.
Any further discussion on the motion to report? Seeing none, we'll move on to a roll call vote.
Congresswoman Stabler.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congressman Potts.
Yes. Motion passes. Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Second, without objection, we are adjourned.